Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. It has been a while since we podcasted.
Yes, it's been 2 weeks.
It has, yes. And we apologize. We haven't forgotten you. We've been thinking about you, and we've been feeling really guilty about not podcasting.
But we have a really good excuse.
We do.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You tell them.
You want me to tell them?
Sure.
Oh, okay. So every year, our children participate in a Christmas program at our local youth theater. And every year, they offer an adult version of the show as a fundraiser for the theater. And so we got some pretty big parts this year in this adult Christmas pageant.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And so we've been pretty much rehearsing almost every night for the last 2 weeks, from like 9 at night until 11 at night, which is our normal podcasting time.
Right.
And so it's been a little crazy
for
us. We haven't had whole lot of time to do much of anything except rehearse and rehearse.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
It's been pretty intense. And we did our first show past Sunday.
Yeah.
And we have another show next Sunday. But since the show started, now we don't have any rehearsals this week. So we're like in heaven.
Yes. We're back. We're able to podcast now.
Yes. Finally. Yes. So sorry. We love you. We've been thinking about you. And so here we are.
That's right.
Here we are.
Oh, and if you want to see us in the show, go to spotlightyoutheater.org.
Yes.
And buy your tickets because they're going fast.
They are. So if you're here in the Phoenix area, please come and see us. It's pretty darn funny.
It is pretty funny. Actually, Dr. Cruz is the hit of the show, in my opinion.
I think it's Tina.
Whatever.
All right. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about probiotics.
Yeah, well, we did our newsletter last week, and we sent it out on probiotics and, like, the bugs that are out there and how we combat the bugs in our house, and now that the weather's getting cold. And we got a lot of feedback on the newsletter. It was awesome, like, double the amount of people that normally respond to our newsletter. We had tons of responses, like, thank you so much for the advice. This is so helpful. Mm-hmm. I need to come in and get my probiotics. So I told Dr. Cruz that we should talk about it as well, because I think it is a really important message with this time of year, now that it's finally getting cold out.
That's right.
Finally.
That's right. It's freezing.
Yes. Freezing here.
No, it's actually the weather is gorgeous. It really is. It's been in the 70s. And but let's talk about probiotics. So first of all, for those of you that may not know what probiotics are good, healthy bacteria. All right? They're bacteria. And presumably, they should be good, healthy bacteria. Yes, there is such a thing as healthy bacteria. You have millions.
Trillions
of bacteria in your intestine, okay? And bacteria that are really important, really important. But you also sometimes get some bad bacteria in there, and sometimes the balance gets a little bit tilted. And anything can throw the balance off. The foods that you eat, if it's processed food, you know, junk food, a lot of sugary food or drink, stress, certain medicines.
Alcohol.
Illness.
And antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Oh, yeah. One. Antibiotics. That is a huge one. I mean, that, in fact, that's probably the most common thing that people have heard. The use of probiotics and people that are taking antibiotics, because the antibiotic is going to kill off the bad bug you're trying to kill off. But in the process, it's also going to kill off a lot of the good bacteria.
Right.
So probiotics are a huge thing that I promote and really recommend when I have to put somebody on an antibiotic for some infection. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things that can throw that balance off. So one of the ways that we try to get that balance back, where we get more good bacteria, is by using probiotics.
Right.
And they're, I mean, we really encourage our patients to get on probiotics, even if they're feeling good. I mean, I've been using probiotics for years in my patients who have bloating and gas, diarrhea, constipation, just a lot of different symptoms. I've used probiotics for years. and have had really good results. But even if you're not sick and if you don't have any of these symptoms and you feel good, probiotics are still great for you.
Well, it's the whole thing too of that, you know, 70-80% of your immune system is in your gut, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
You've got all those bugs in there. You kind of have to think of them as like your little army.
That's right.
Fighting against the bad bugs, right? So the healthier your gut is and the healthier your immune system is, the healthier the body is.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about anybody over the age of 40 being on a good probiotic every day just to help keep that immune system strong, you know, especially as we get older into our 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, where, you know, immune system tends to slow down a little bit. It's not working at such high capacity. It's nice to have that extra support in there helping you out to keep you well.
That's right. And but even if you're, you know, in your 20s, in right. your 30s, and even children.
Right.
Children. I mean, our children take the probiotics.
Absolutely.
Our children are on the probiotics.
Well, in this time of year, right, we really ramp it up.
Especially during this time
really,
of year.
Really, really ramp it up this time of year as it starts getting cold and...
Lots of bugs, yeah. the flus, no, the different viruses.
Just, I mean, the kids are already bringing home tons of stuff from school. They're like, yeah. they're like little mini Petri dishes, these yeah. children, you know, and it's just a miracle that they're not sick every single day. But, you know, they come home and they, you know, they used to see that they've got the sniffles or, you know, mommy, my throat's starting to hurt or something because they're just exposed to so much stuff at school. These kids are not washing their hands. I mean, I watch them eat lunch there, you know, it's just amazing that they're not sicker than they are.
Yeah.
But one of the things we do with the kids and with us, if we start to feel a bug coming on, is we do a double dose of our probiotics
mm-hmm.
During the day. But then talk a little bit about the gargling, because that's one of my favorite things to do, especially with the kids.
Yeah. So when we started carrying the probiotics, when, you know, when we started making our own probiotics, we, you know, we did some workshops, I guess, so to speak, or little webinars on probiotics, and we learned a lot. And one of the little tricks that we learned was gargling with probiotics. So where you actually take a capsule and open it up and pour the powdered bacteria mm-hmm. into a little bit of water.
Yeah, if you didn't know that, all of those capsules that we have can be opened.
Absolutely. Can open them up and then put them in the water, mix it up, and then gargle with it.
Mm-hmm.
Gargle with it and then swallow it.
Right.
Gargle and swallow it. And so that good bacteria is there just coating the back of your throat.
Right.
And of course, as you swallow it, it's going to coat everything else.
Right. And we try to do it like right before we go to bed at night.
Yeah.
Because then that coating can just be in there mm-hmm. while you're sleeping.
That's
and those
right.
bugs can just be fighting away. In
that's
there
right.
for you.
And those are the good bacteria.
Right.
Okay. So that's what you want. That's what you want. And so it is different than just swallowing the capsule, because when you open it up and put it in the water and gargle with it, now you're like getting all that good healthy bacteria in there, just coating, you know, your throat and your mouth, just everything. You know, you've got a lot of bacteria in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bacteria in your mouth. So if you start feeling a little soreness, a little sore throat, a little irritation, right away I would do that gargling with the probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it works.
It works miracles.
It totally
yeah.
works.
If any of the kids come home, mommy, my throat's starting to hurt. Up, oh, gargle. You know, right before you go to bed,
that's
we're
right.
doing a gargle. And by the morning, how's your throat? Fine. I don't feel anything. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing how simple, you know, but how effective
yes.
it is.
Yes, I agree.
And that's what people want, right?
That's right.
Simple but effective.
That's exactly
that's
right.
right.
That's
so
exactly
that's why,
right.
because I thought we talked about this in the past, and we may have, but
we
it's always
have.
A good reminder.
Oh yeah,
people.
definitely. Yeah. You know, so I was talking a little bit earlier about the different things that disturb the balance, you know, that throw the balance off. And, you know, and I just want to emphasize it again, because it's so important, because every day we're faced with temptations to, you know, to eat the sweets, the donuts, the cookies, especially this time of the year. It's everywhere. I mean, I was at the surgical center today and they, you know, they received a big boxes of Godiva chocolates and Godiva covered pretzels mm-hmm. and everything. And, you know, I had to fight the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to fight the temptation, but you know, I also had a little something viral over the last couple of weeks that I'm just getting over. And so, you know, I have to like be really, really careful. And it's just that time of the year. Not only are we bombarded with all of the foods and the sweets and the desserts, but also it's a little nippier, it's a little colder. And so, you know, our bodies are a little bit more susceptible. Mm-hmm. A little more susceptible to coming down with stuff. So definitely push for the probiotics. Push for the probiotics because this is a time of the year where you really need them. I mean, you need them all year long. Mm-hmm. You need them all year long. What about medicines? Medicines can definitely affect the balance of the bacteria also, yeah. Especially medicines like the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines like Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen, Aleve, all of those medicines that you can buy over the counter that people take like candy for any and everything. You know, Advil PM, Motrin PM. I mean, I asked some of my patients who are taking these medicines, why are you taking it? Well, I'm not sure. I think for some aches. I mean, sometimes I take it to sleep. I'm like, no, don't take it for that. Okay. I mean, these NSAIDs can adversely affect your kidneys, your liver. They can cause ulcerations in your stomach, any part of your intestine, and they can really throw the balance off of the bacteria. And so, you know, these medicines that we just use like candy, like it's nothing. Listen, just because it's sitting there in the store and you can buy it over the counter, you don't need a prescription, doesn't mean
that it's safe.
Okay. These medicines have potential bad side effects.
And I think what's even scarier is that we're giving them to our children.
Yes.
Right? We're starting them so young on these medicines, and then they're getting used to taking them for going to sleep or, you know, whatever, an ache or a pain or whatever. So, yeah, that's, I think, to me, the scariest.
Yeah. And so let's see, medicines. We talked about antibiotics.
Stress.
Stress
is a huge one.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Stress affects the balance. So especially here in America, in the United States of America, I'm pretty sure that pretty much every American is faced with either something stressful. Maybe they're eating sugary foods, a lot of processed foods, junk food, fast food. They're on some medicines. There's something that we as Americans are constantly faced with that will affect the balance of your bacteria in your intestine. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think, and I believe it's my opinion that everyone would benefit. Everyone in America would benefit from taking probiotics.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Amen.
Amen, sister.
All right. Well, let's wrap up this podcast.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
We'll look forward to catching y'all on the next one.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.